Thank you, Mr. Chair. On the element of density, when we look today at the map, it's not on the screen anymore, but you kind of can remember what you have seen. The purpose is that we are not just collecting and then there you go, we collect it and this is the network. So obviously that was not the purpose. We are collecting for the purpose then of analysis and some joint designation of the UNEC network that is to be done by the experts in the group of experts together. So that's kind of the purpose. The good practice that we can use, well, we have the Eurovelo as a backbone. We can learn from the experience in the AGR. I think possibly AGR, which is the European Agreement on Main International Traffic Arteries for the road transport, meaning the motorized vehicles. And in there, when you would study that agreement, you will see that we have their reference roads, which have specific numbers. And those reference roads, well, we have, of course, to remember what I said before, that the aspect for long distance road network may be different than it is for the long distance cycling network. So we have those reference roads that go from north to south and west to east. And this is the e-system, and you have this double digits. You have the numbers with zero that I think goes east to west, west to east, and then those with finishing with five that is north-south, although I'm taking it from the top of my hat, so I hope I did not mix it, that is just the opposite. And then what you also have is the reference roads are supported by branch linked and connecting roads, which then have a three-digit systems. And they kind of by that maybe one step lower. And this is exactly kind of the numbering system that possibly could be followed. So I just wanted to indicate that there is some experience from other work, from other agreements that have been put together, and this is something that we may be thinking. But of course, we have the challenge that it's good to collect the data and then from the data analyze. But then, of course, we know that we have the challenge that in some countries there was no designation yet. And that somehow we should be working with these countries. And I think the Danube cycling project offers really good experience. And I think also the experience that I presented from Slovenia in the approach, how actually to go forward, where I think there is a good combination of network that serves the purpose of tourism, but also, as we could see in the presentation that Gregor made earlier today, identification of what are the main urban nodes, and then how you would want to connect them. So I think this is exactly, and then also referring to what our colleague from the UNEC Secretariat mentioned, that actually the master plan, the PEP master plan, speaks about not only tourism but promoting cycling as such. So ensuring the urban nodes connectivity is an aspect that I think we should be taking into consideration here. So we have to find a way to promote the approach and share the best practice or good practice that is available. We have that from Slovenia. I'm sure we have from other countries. We had earlier today the commitment from Netherlands to provide their experience. I hope that can be helpful to countries that are still in front of the big task in designating the network, that they actually may be happy to learn from it. And maybe an extra task that this group may wish to take on board is some kind of a quick guide to follow for the designation of national, but that also will work for regional network, so subnational network in the country, that then of course will be helpful and supportive to the work that we are doing in designating the UNEC network.